Vrinda Devi, why to worship, how to worship? You ask me? Oh. But something to be told. Vrinda Devi is the master of Vrindavan. In that forest, Vrinda or Tulasi are prominent. All the trees and clovers and creepers are the secondary, but there is a prominency of Vrinda. Vrinda is the master of whole forest of Vrindavan, and she manages to meet and Radha Krishna, to meet Gopi with Krishna, and to meet any jeev who has been qualified and they have come reached at the level of prema. When they enter in Vrindavan and they come in the womb of any gopi, then this Vrinda helps them to meet Radha and Krishna. Without the help of Vrinda Devi, anyone cannot meet Krishna or Radha. And Nitya Siddha Gopi. You know, Yog Maya Purnima. Naam suna hai? Yog Maya Purnima. She manages everything in whole 84 crores of Vrindavan. Kahan ja rahi? Kahan ja rahi? कोई काम है तो जल्दी आ जाओ, तुम्हारे लिए तो कह रहा हूँ। कोई रसोई का काम बाकी रह गया है? कोई आदमी आया है? ये तुम्हारा छोटा बेटा है ना? ये दूसरा है। अच्छा, तो योग माया एवरीथिंग, मैंने एवरीथिंग इज डन, ऑल द फाइव फास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ क्रिस्ट आर मैनेज बाई योग माया। योग माया मीन्स टू प्लस टू मीट विथ कृष्णा, टू सर्व कृष्णा। एवरीथिंग व्हाट हैपेंस फ्रॉम बर्थ टू लास्ट, फ्रॉम मॉर्निंग टू मॉर्निंग, एवरीथिंग योग माया मैनेजेस इट। एंड इन वृंदावन इन ग्रुप्स only Vrinda Devi manages everything. All these sacred things, Srimati Radhika she is meeting to Krishna or any gopi, especially Vrinda Devi, has to manage everything. Without managing Vrinda Devi, any pastimes of Krishna in groves will not take place. So you should know the difference between Yog Maya and Vrinda. Both are same. The manifestation of Yog Maya is Vrinda Devi. She is not other than Vrinda Devi. But when she controls everything from top to bottom, then he is Yog Maya. And then when she meets, manages to meet gopis and Krishna, Srimati Radhika and Krishna, then this function is of Vrinda Devi especially. So she is managing there in Vrindavan the dance of gopis with Krishna, all was managed by Vrinda Devi. Yog Maya also was there, but there is prominency of Vrinda Devi. Where Krishna and Radha and all gopis are playing, Yog Maya will not go directly. She will like in Purnamasi, but the Vrinda Devi will go, and she has so many functions to do all. When? What is the function of Vrinda in this world? The function of Krishna in this world, anyhow, to attract all the conditioned souls so that may have the service of Krishna. First they will be liberated from Maya, and then they will have some service to Krishna. So
when Radha and Krishna descends to this world, Vrinda Devi descends also. So if Krishna and Gopis and this Prajalila is not there, how she can help all the conditioned souls to make them qualified and to engage in Krishna service? This is a big problem. But Krishna becomes himself phalagram, and Vrinda Devi becomes like Tulasi. If anyone can serve phalagram with Tulasi, available everywhere, everywhere Tulasi, especially in India, lakhs and lakhs Tulasi here, there, without any seeding or planting. Here in Western country is difficult because she is so soft, like Krishna and Radha Krishna. They come in Vrindavan, so the Tulsi also is there. So in whole India or anywhere she is sufficient, and we can have some Tulsi, and we can worship Shalagram. So those who will do parikrama of Tulasi, those who plant Tulasi, those who will worship Tulasi, those who will do pranam to Tulasi, take charanamrit with the Tulasi, all will be liberated. And gradually they will have this association of very bona fide Vaishnava, and they will have Guru, bona fide Guru, and then they thus Saddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav and Prem. If Tulsi was not here, we could not have worshipped here. And without worshipping Vrinda, we cannot go or enter in Vrindavan. Vrindavan means Vrindavan forest. And there we cannot serve Radha and Krishna. Krishna does not take anything if Tulsi is not given in any Mahaprasad. Anything. He will not take any water if Tulsi is not given touch to us. रात को नहीं तोड़ना चाहिए, तो मन ही मन लगाओ या सूखा पत्ता गिरा हुआ हो तुलसी के नीचे उसको ले लो, कोई हर्ज नहीं है ना। हम लोग सूखा हुआ पत्ता रख लेते हैं, द्वादशी के दिन उनको स्नान नहीं कराते, और द्वादशी तिथि वी डोंट वर्शिप बाय तुलसी एंड वी डोंट गिव वाटर टू तुलसी। संडे के लिए कोई मना नहीं, संडे के लिए कोई मना, द्वादशी बंद। So we should try to observe all these things. We can put lamb and do archana of Tulasi, arti of Tulasi. So Tulasi is so godless merciful. He gives help, he helps any kind of soul to make him qualify to the service of Radha and Krishna. So, Tulsi, there is a first time in Padma Purana that how Krishna became Shalagram and how Tulsi became this plant. But it is not exactly true. Because in Golok Vrindavan Dham, no any bad quality, anyone had no envy to each other, and they cannot curse anyone, each other. So only to give some help for poor knowledge persons who are not qualified, third class persons, general persons. This story has been given. So anything we want evidence, we should take from Srimad Bhagavatam or the books of Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. For all these things, Hari Bhakti Vilas is so bona fide book. We can take this. So what I am telling from these things. So without Vrinda Devi, we can go forward in Bhakti land. और जो उनकी बहुत सी कथाएं हैं वो सब तो पद्म पुराण इत्यादि में है। यू नो द मीनिंग ऑफ श्री गुरु चरण पद्मा केवल भक्ति सतना यू नो पर है एंड ऑल्सो यू नो कृपा बिंदु दिया एट एक्सप्लेन द फर्स्ट श्री गुरु चरण पद्मा। सो आई एम टेलिंग श्री गुरु चरण पद्म केवल भक्ति सत्ता इफ यू वन भक्ति भक्ति आर डिवाइडेड इन टू थ्री सेक्शन। फर्स्ट साधन भक्ति भाव भक्ति एंड प्रेमा भक्ति। साधन भक्ति हैज बीन ऑल्सो डिवाइडेड इन टू टू ऑल्सो डिवाइडेड इन व्हाट शुद्ध भक्ति एंड अशुद्ध भक्ति। शुद्ध भक्ति मैंने प्रेम भक्ति और आगानुगा भक्ति एंड वैधि भक्ति। भक्ति वैधि भक्ति हैज ऑल्सो डिवाइडेड इन टू सो मेनी पार्ट मिक्स विथ कर्म ज्ञान योग एंड अनमिक्स्ड विदाउट मिक्सिंग विथ शुद्ध भक्ति। इन दिस वर्ल्ड we see generally persons accept jnan karma yog mishra bhakti not shuddha bhakti. samajh rahi hai na ye jagat mein bahut kam log shuddha bhakti ka ko samajhte hain. shuddha bhakti they cannot follow. if there is a bona fide sadhu or any devotees sangha association or bona fide guru they cannot know what is Shuddha Bhakti. In evening I will try to define Shuddha Bhakti. So in that world the Grihastha Bhakti of Sanatana Dharma in India they do some mixed bhakti but it is also very good more than Mayavadi whether they are Satkarmi or anything. So if we want some wealth, reputation, good daughters and sons, everything, and do bhakti for this, then it is karma mishra bhakti. Samajh rahi hai? If you will do for all these things Krishna bhakti, but it is not Shuddha. It is mixture. So we should try to differentiate what is Shuddha Bhakti and Vidha Bhakti. Here, Narottam Thakur is praying his holy master. Who is holy master?
Loknath
Goswami. That your latest path Padma are the mother of Bhakti. Mother of Bhakti kya? What is meaning? From Guru Charan, from the lotus, from the service of Guru Path Padma, if you do bhakti to the Guru Charan Path Padma, then bhakti will come out. As from father and mother, sons, children come out. Yahan prasade bhai e bhavatariya jaye. Malni bhai de. Cordless mercy of Gurudev, one can have salvation from this world. Otherwise, there is a big ocean, endless ocean, deepless ocean of birth, taking birth and death. We are taking birth and dying from the very beginning of this creation of this world, but not yet stopped. If any bona fide guru or Vaishnavi, we can serve them, then we can come out of that thing. So jahar prasade bhai e bhav tariya jaye. Only by the mercy of Gurudev, we can cross this endless ocean of birth and death, sorrows and suffering. And we can have Krishna bhakti. Krishna prapti hai jahan hai, we can have. Without Gurudev we cannot. Anyone cannot do. Only Kul Guru cannot do. Whether any person is so lower class of person, may have taken the birth in very lower class, he does not know any Ved Upanishad Shastra, but he has some realization of Krishna, he can do all this. So, we should not try to do avagya. Avagya means?
Neglect.
In any way. By mind, by tongue, by nose, by anything. Always keep your mind. Otherwise you cannot cross that course. You will go deep. And if he is bona fide guru, and if he is not bona fide guru, then by his serving you cannot have anything. Nothing. And if he is bona fide guru, then we can. In a moment, we can cross the path and death and we will have Krishna. Gurumukha Padma Vasya Chitta Chekarya Ishya. We should believe in our heart and keep it in mind that what Guru has ordered, what are his teaching, we should obey. We should
obey.
और शास्त्र का सिद्धांत संपूर्ण रूप से वो जानता है. He will know the all the शास्त्रीय
conclusion of शास्त्र.
He will know everything. Come on.
सर्व संसार संकेत.
And he can. आ जाओ. Come on. सुषे उत्तमं सब्दे परेशनी सनातन ब्रह्मण्योपस्थाम.
He has no doubt in anything. He knows all the scriptures. Ved, Puran, Shastra, and he can
यदि किसी से कान में मंत्र ले लिया, if anyone has taken mantra in his ear, but he does not follow at all, then he is not a disciple at all. And anyone, he has not taken initiation with the help of fire yajna. हर जगह नहीं किया किंतु कान ने दे दिया. Prabhupada has did like so. In evening, after taking milk and Mahaprasad, at first time he used to do, he will tell only mantra and he will tell that you should follow my whole life. Guru jaisa karta hai, what Guru does. How he is remembering his Prabhu, how he is serving his Gurudev and Krishna and Radha, always is, if he can, waste his time. Tears in eyes, heart melting, animal will touch to him, will at once stand and he will be cured. These are the symptoms of Gurudev. Like Swamiji came and where he saw, all became pure. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India and he gave no mantra to anyone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and all there became Vaishnava. Even elephants, tigers, all became. And Shuddha Gurudev does not give so much initiation. He wants that everyone can follow him, his heart, his siddhant, Vichar, and they shall all be engaged in the service of Krishna. But there is a thing, if you will follow him, and sometimes he will say that I shall follow the rules and regulations, so I must be taken initiation, I must, and he will do. But if any, none, not that, but doing all things and following him,
then he actually is also Hija. Means he should be treated as Shuddha Guru Deva, Shuddha Vaishnava. Now, there are so many things. If anyone knows all Shastra, and but he is not chanting so much with heart. Hearts are not melting. And he has some jagat mein kuch asakti bhi hai.
Attachment
in birth. Then he is actually not good. He knows so much Shastra. He can remember whole Srimad Bhagavata Gita, Ved, Puran, Upanishad. But he has no self-realization or realization to Krishna. And he wants some requirements in this world. Then he is not bona fide. This is a Guru ka ye sab lakshan hai. If bona fide Guru is there, then there is no doubt that he will have Krishna in very soon. That is sometimes. Sure. You should not have any asa?
Desire.
By serving Gurudev and following him, what he is telling, whether you are grihastha or sannyasi, renounce all, no heart. Sri Guru Charane Rati Eisha Uttamana Rati. To have so much Rati. Rati means Bhav. Bhav means Saddha nahi. Saddha Nesha Ruti Asakti Den Bhav. That Bhav. Mane kush sushanska sudhara hua.
Refined
Saddha becomes Nishtha. And refined Nishtha becomes ruchi and wo kya paripakva matured ruchi becomes asakti and then after this becomes rati. That rati guru charane rati aisa jadi hoga ki not only shraddha will do that rati. Rati means that kind of refined shraddha bona fide after nishtha. Eise uttama gati. This is uttama gati. By serving Gurudev and having so much rati in Guru Pad Padma. You know that Govinda, there was a Govinda servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. He used to cook, he used to give some, so many things, he used to message him. And always he used to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, serving him like a shadow. And you also know Rupa Goswami. He used to come often in Puri. But he has written Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu Ujjwala Nirmani and so many books. You know, and you can decide that who was most dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Govinda or Rupa Goswami? You know Rupa Goswami? Who was most dear servant to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Can you tell? Who? Govinda was serving him, giving him food. Why? He had never messaged Mahaprabhu. He had never spoke to him. He had never offered anything.
He understood his inner mood.
Heart. He took the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Heart and plus to all. If Rupa Goswami has not written all these books, then anyone was not qualified to know all these things. So, Rupa Goswami was very, very, very dear to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he had that kind of rati. You know though, you know also that Haridas Thakur was chanting three lakshmi. Yeah. And Rupa Goswami, it has not that it has been told that how. Why? Why it has not told?
He
used to tell one Krishna naam, Krishna, and he becomes a saint. He was emerging, heart melting and weeping and rolling, Harade, Harade. Who will count this? Where he has time to count? So, whose name is so qualified?
You need a servant to count the names for him.
You'll have to manage, give a servant.
Yeah,
Swarup Goswami.
Yeah. So can't also.
Because he has no sense to count and do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like, jaja, 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 jaja.